summer's upon us, and things are starting to relax. And tonight, well, actually last night, was the last episode of Hashtag Dear Diary for 2017. Do not scream. I have something special for you. We are going to be talking to the woman behind the voice herself tonight. All your questions will not be answered because she will be back next year. But I just thought my gift to you is just a little bit of closure. Just a little bit. So this is what went down last night.
Dear Diary, I'm at the clinic, the abortion clinic. I'm super nervous and I'm still not sure if I really want to go through with this. There are two ladies who are meant to go in before me here. We all look petrified, and to alleviate that, we have our noses deep in those standard getaway and home living magazines that you find in waiting rooms. By now, I should at least know whether or not I'm going to go through with this or not. But I'm sitting here looking around the room and thinking, I don't know what the hell I'm doing here.
I am like so excited because tonight I get to speak to the woman behind the story, behind the voice of Hashtag Dear Diary. And we said that last night was the last episode. Good evening, Hashtag Dear Diary, and welcome to East Coast Urban.
Hi, Tundle. Hello, everybody.
Let me just say, I love you so much.
Even me.
You are so dramatic. It's like we're the same person. One of the reasons why we wanted to speak to you tonight is that some people don't believe that you're real. So obviously you're speaking to us. You are real.
Very real. I exist. I'm a human being.
Why did you choose to actually do Hashtag Dear Diary?
Well, honestly, it just came from a place of wanting to tell my story, and hopefully having someone listen and probably learn something from it, from my actual experiences. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but the lover has reached out to us because he wants to tell his side of the story.
Oh, that's interesting. Lol.
You lie. It's gonna. Hashtag Dear Diary is gonna get hotter in 2018.
I feel like it's like gonna get really hot.
But you know what I envision for you? I envision this turning into a book and eventually a movie.
Oh wow!
And that's, I think it can happen because you're so honest.
Oh, thanks, Tando. I try.
And you know, that's why people are connecting so much with your story. Because you're not trying to be anything. It's just you.
Yep, very true. I think for me, that's, well, the most important part of the story. Like, you can't really learn anything if I'm lying to you.
True.
So I have to be as genuine as possible for the listeners.
Okay, so let me ask this question now. So we had to wrap Hashtag Dear Diary yesterday. Why?
Yes. Because I just became a mommy.
Yeah, because I could hear the baby cooing in the background. So everybody that listens to Hashtag Dear Diary was like, oh, is she going to keep the child? Is she not going to keep the... And I thought, you know what? This is a great gift for them, from all of us, myself, you, the producer, that yes, there is a baby.
There's a baby. The baby is alive.
Well, my darling, I just want to say this to you. Even though there's so much more of your story to tell, it takes an amazing woman to stand in her truth, knowing that there could be so much backlash. But by you standing in your truth, it will free you. And there are so many women who are caught in situations who don't know how to leave. It's going to give them strength. And because this is such a huge part of the show, you didn't have to do this. Ngiyabonga. Thank you so, so very much.
Thank you, Tando. Thank you to East Coast for the actual platform and for seeing it as a worthy story to tell to South African women in general.
And I just, I can't wait to go out drinking with you. You have no idea. Like, I just,
oh my gosh.
I think you and I would be like so crazy together. You're my best friend in my head.
Like,
totally. Thank you very much, my darling. I hope you and your family enjoy the festive season until 2018. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Until 2018, more spice.
Yes, yes. Have a great evening, my darling.
You too, Sandra. Thank you. East Coast Urban.